let me say a few words about this passage, friends. Our Lord Jesus Christ here is teaching about God's judgment and men's judgment. He is basically saying that there are, and he's speaking to the scribes and the Pharisees, he's speaking to the religious leaders of his day who were in that place of authority. They were sitting in the place where Moses was sitting. They were commanded by God to lead and to guide and to teach the word of God to people. But he was saying of them that instead of simply being the deliverer of the word of God to people, they are adding more things to them. They are making it sound to something that wasn't. So he says to them that they had thought that they should write down the word of God and put it on their foreheads. This is what the phylacteries were. The various passages, about four paragraphs of the word of God. And they would put it, and you would see it on the heads of the Orthodox Jews of even today. They have a little box on their head and or on their left arm. And that was a common thing. But what the Pharisees and the scribes did, they made it even bigger. More than others. Or God had said to them to make these fringes at the corner of their clothing to remind them that they are a special people of God, that they are to be different from the nations. But what they did was to make it even longer. So they were more interested about the outward things. But they didn't realize that God searches the heart and judges the heart. And all of us can fall into that trap, my friends. We can have something that we can hold on to outwardly and judge our faith and life by those outward things. But how does God see my heart and your heart? That is the thing that is so important. And the Lord Jesus Christ was saying to them, the problem with you Pharisees and the scribes is one of pride. You think too highly of yourself. And that was the chiefest of matters. That was a darling sin. And do you know, it is my darling sin and your darling sin. It is the Puritans said that pride is the last clothing that we will leave off when we leave this world. My friends, how do we deal with sin or the sin of pride, specifically in the context here? It is when we go humble ourselves at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ. And we realize what sin has done in not just condemning us, but because of the love of Jesus Christ, he was punished instead of us. And so, friends, that is how you slay the sin of pride, by going to the cross of Jesus Christ. Well, may the Lord help us not to be charged as the Lord charged these scribes and Pharisees, not to be concerned about what people think of us and to be seen of men, but to be concerned about what God thinks of us. May the Lord then bless these few thoughts. Let us come before the Lord now.